Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Restro Podcast. I'm your host, Oyekosola Esomi, and we're back with another one. Today, we're doing a mini-sode, and basically that's just a mini-episode. So, I plan to do this like once in a while, just have like, you know, short, bite-sized episodes every other week. Maybe not every other week, but you know, as often as I can. Not more than 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, basically. Just, you know, talking about anything that I feel like talking about. And on today's mini-sode, we are talking about why things are so expensive. Love is expensive, heartbreak is expensive, food is expensive, everything is expensive. Using the bathroom is expensive. Hey, so I went to I followed my uncle to the airport. He wanted to get his luggage, right? He didn't come on time, so I went with him to the airport. We parked at the car park, right? And I think I went to pay for the ticket. Basically, I was sharp pressed and I wanted to use the restroom. I noticed that there was a restroom close by the ticketing booth, and I went there. I saw a lady right there. She was seated in front. Obviously, she was the person like manning the restroom. And I noticed that there was a mop stick forming a cross at the entrance of the restroom. And I said, please, this is the restroom. I want to use the restroom. And she was like, oh, come in or something like that. I really can't remember exactly what she said. But because I saw a cross there, I kind of felt like, oh, okay, maybe it was not something that I wanted to be accessible to every person. So I just said, oh, please, do I have to pay? Because everything is money in Nigeria. I was like, oh, so do I have to pay to use the restroom? She's like, yes, you should come in. First off, why so aggressive, sis? I'm asking you a simple question. And I told her, I said, oh, I just want to know because I don't have cash with me right now. Then I think maybe when she noticed that, if I gave it back to her, she was like, oh, okay. You know, I already said you should come in now. But, you know, if you want to show me love, when you are done, you can show me. Show you love. Bow. Do you want me to argue? Do you want me to argue in the restroom? How does that look? I'm okay. What other love do you want me to show you? Because if it's money, I already told you that I ain't got some. That's what I'm asking. Let me not go and we finish. You come and tell me that. I said I should come and pay. You not be embarrassing me at the airport. And I understand that. First off, things are expensive in Nigeria. People use that as a means to make money. Everything is literally not almost free. Plus, it's at the airport. Come on. Everything is times 100 normal price. So I was like, sis, that's what I'm kukuma asking now. Let me know. Like, let's not go and be shouting and be shouting on top of each other. And she's like, that I can use the restroom. And she wish I said I should come in and use the restroom. That when I'm done, I can show her some love. But hey. I'm sorry, it's still funny to me till tomorrow. Like, why? How, sis? How? I believe they're paying her, right? Because I mean, it was in the evening. I was there till like past 8, right? So you're here at this time, you're obviously not doing it for free, and it's not because people once in a while come in and they, you know, chuck 1,500 in your hand. You're probably being paid, but probably because of the generosity of some people, they just, you know, give you extra money here and there. That doesn't mean that it is now what is expected of every single person. You understand? So I'm like, why would you be treating me like this? She said, like, when I'm done, I should show her love. I didn't say anything. I went in, I used it, I was done, and I was coming, and she's like, oh, I should not forget to that when I'm done, I'll show her love. I was thinking that maybe I could have, but first off, I did not even have any money with me, which was the truth. I actually did not have money with me. Even the ticket that I was going to go and pay for when I was done, I was going to collect the money from the person that brought us that would pay. We used to pay, because I actually did not come in cash. It was a rush thing. Oh, get in the car, let's go and get this. So it was like rush. So I don't get it. Point is, everything is expensive now. To pee, money. Love, money. Even heartbreak, money. Why are things this expensive? People have been saying that, how are people feeding? And I feel like that's a huge topic. Let's discuss how people are feeding. Rice is expensive, oil is expensive, egg is expensive. I posted on my WhatsApp story today about how I really don't understand Chicken. By the way, if you don't know Chicken Republic is like a fast food in Nigeria. They make like very nice chicken. I can't say for all of their other foods, but their chicken is nice, right? Now, for people that do chicken, I think maybe when they realize that maybe chicken, like serving chicken with the rate at which it's now expensive, is not particularly scalable for our business. So they went to chicken byproduct. which is egg, right? So they serve egg on their menu. I can't even laugh, but it is what it is. I'm not feeling any, because I understand that at the end of the day, you know, everybody's doing what everybody's trying to do to survive, right? So I'm just wondering, like, literally, how are people surviving? Because this is not a funny, it's not a funny matter again. Food is, I mean, in most countries, but in other countries, expensive. And this thing is not just in Nigeria. I think I saw something somewhere on Instagram today where somebody was complaining that fuel in Ghana is insane. Now they spend up to maybe like 8,400 cedis for fuel, which lasts them for 5 to 7 days. 1,400 cedis is about 72,000 naira, which is obviously nobody spends, no matter what you are driving. I don't care what you are driving. I don't care how machine your machine is that you are driving. You don't spend that much on fuel. Like, I don't think there's any, like, really. If you do, why are you driving such a car? Like, everybody's moving up to like electric vehicles and you are spending that much money on, but that's not the point, right? So even in Nigeria, like, people are not spending that much money on gas, but I mean, in Ghana, that was like, that's a huge stuff. It's not just that, oh, you use that for 3 months or 6 months. You use that for 5 to 7 days. How are people commuting? Like, how is the waka waka? But yeah, we should start trekking, because I don't understand again. Like, I'm sure if it's Lagos, I guess people will not go to work again, because I really don't know how. Well, except you are really paid, like, when I mean really paid, like really, really paid, because I don't know how you're spending 72,500 naira every other 5 to 7 days. Let me be generous and say 7 days. So technically, if you, in 2 weeks, that's about 100 and let's say over 140,000 naira. In a month, that's like over 280,000 naira. Like, really, some people are not even as paid as that. Like, some people are not as paid as that. So why are things expensive? So fall in love is expensive. I didn't want to talk about this fall in love one, because I'm a single thing. So I feel like I'll just pull my heart out too much. And this is supposed to be a mini show, so we'll get back to that another episode. Heartbreak is expensive. To get over your heartbreak, you have to do stuff. So get, I don't know, it's just expensive. And I really don't understand why. I don't know. And I was just thinking about it, that maybe this thing is not a thing. Like, I mean, I've lived over 20 years and there's never been any point in time where I've heard people say, oh, this thing is so cheap. Why so cheap? It has always been, why has it been expensive? Like, things have always been, every year school fees is getting higher. The price of pencil is changing. Price of eraser is changing. I think my older sister used to say they used to buy stuff for 1 naira then when she was in school. I'm like, I never spent 1 naira. Never spent. Like, I don't even, I think I saw 1 naira. When I saw 1 naira notes, it was, you know, it was a fanciful thing. Like, oh, okay, we have a currency like this, okay. Like, it was just something that I used. Like, okay, maybe now I spend 15 naira, I spend 100 naira, or spend 20 naira. By the way, I've not seen 5 naira. Like, I think they said they were going to stop the production of 5 naira. I don't know if they stopped that, but I've not seen 5 naira in a long time, and I've not seen 10 naira in a long time as well. Have I seen 20 naira in a long time too? Yeah, but I mean, it's been further seeing 5 naira, 10 naira. But, you know, back to the 1 naira ish. Like, she said they used to spend 1 naira, that maybe egg was 5 naira. Just, you know, a very ridiculous amount. I said ridiculous, but yeah, literally a very ridiculous amount. But over the years, things keep getting expensive. So I feel like maybe it's just a thing. Like, things will always get expensive until we out expensive everything. Maybe what even caused the extinction of dinosaurs was the fact that maybe the school fees was becoming too much for the parents, and I don't know, the entire world was consumed with debt. Then it was debt that killed them. You know, they said that it was like a huge asteroid that came smashing into Earth and they all died. So probably the asteroid was debt that consumed them. I don't know, because if at this rate things keep getting expensive, and it's not like, you know, your salary is getting higher, and I mean even if things are getting expensive, that means it's equally affecting businesses, so they probably can't pay you as much. And even as a business owner, you probably are not able to, you know, transact as much. So at the end of the day, I know that everything is just getting higher and higher and higher, but it's not commensurate to the income. At the end of the day, it will not balance out. So what will happen to us? what we all talk to farmers and be planting in our backyards or something. I don't know. I'm just very angry that, you know, things are expensive. I think my sister told me today that this bucket of chicken that from Chicken Republic that I mentioned, I bought it as at when I became hooked, which was 20 something, but I know it's not anything from like 2019, 2020 or so. No, not 2020. Let's say 2019, 2020, or maybe 2020. I really can't remember. But at the time that I got hooked, right, I was buying a bucket. I think that was like 10 pieces or 8 pieces for like 4.7, then 5.3, then 6.5. Then as I, now my mom said it's now 8.5. And then it was always something that we used to buy every other Sunday because we're lazy. We come from church. We're still tired. Let's just buy chicken and sit down and eat rice and just be okay rather than coming back from church to cook. You know, it was just easy because last, really, how much was it then? But imagine, I really can't do that now because I'm spending 8.5 every other Sunday, 4 times a month. That's 34,000 naira because of chicken. That I'm still going to shit out. Like, really? Really? You know, I don't know. It's painful. It's sad. If you want to buy pepper, the quantity is ridiculous. If you want to buy anything, it's almost ridiculous. And I'm concerned that, you know, truly, how are people feeding and how are people coping and how are people managing? I feel like my mom has noticed this stuff and to an extent she has been giving like food, not because we have so much, but she just, you know, tries to give as much as she can, just give out to people and all. And I was just encouraged that maybe if you can or you're in a position to do that as well. Like I said, everybody is going through it, but if you have like maybe 3 bottles, it's not bad if you give one out. And you know, if you have one, it's not bad if you give like quarter out. I can't even say half because that's too much, but just a little something here, a little something there that can just, you know, help people that you know that do not even have any means to survive. So we are all we have, and we are going to use ourselves to make all that we have work. So I don't know, maybe I don't want to say that maybe the way that this economy is going to become so overwhelming that it's starting to extinction again. I don't know how I came about that, but that might be a theory that people might actually want to consider. That might actually have been what killed dinosaurs. Maybe Papa Dinosaur or Papa Rex. Yes, let's say Papa Rex wasn't making as much money. Mama Rex wasn't selling as much that business. Baby Rex had to go to school. School fees was increasing every other day. And that was how it was for the entire entire dino race until the weight of their death submerged them and it led to extinction. Don't let that happen. Please don't let that happen, God. Please don't let that happen. I guess that's it for today's minisode. It's just a rant because things are expensive. Even to buy shoes. I know that now I'm talking about like before it was like basic, but just like pleasurable stuff, things that you just want to enjoy on a normal day. Like get yourself a cute pair of shoes. You have to reconsider again and be sure, okay, you now measure it with life and destiny. That's what things now come to. You're not counting the cost based on life and destiny. Things you're supposed to be doing just for fun. Whoosh. God help us. That's all for today's minisode. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoy it. If you do, definitely please let me know. Like I usually say, like, share, rate, review. That's how a number of people will be able to get this podcast more and more shared. And yeah, please. In fact, the review is super important and the rating is super important, especially on any place that you get your podcast from. So be it either Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, or Anchor. Basically, anywhere you get your podcast from. So yeah, thank you. Until the next episode. Hasta la vie.